I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. I asked him for his comments about recent statements that have circulated in the community on social media saying that the city of Marquette is considering charging fees to access Presque Isle Park. Here's Mike Angeli.
There's nothing that I'm aware of occurring in that direction. You know, as you're probably aware, there's been discussion over the course of the last few months by the Presque Isle Park Advisory Committee to consider rules, regulations, and use of the park. I mean, that's what they do, and they kind of talk about that, you know, consistently. And you know, I do know that one of the more recent issues that we've had on the island is the parking related to the Black Rocks use. We've been trying to deal with it through signage, through parking enforcement, and things of that nature. There's never been a discussion, at least a serious one that I'm aware of, that is going to charge anybody to drive or walk or utilize the island. I sense that it began on social media or something like that, but we're not thinking about it. We're not talking about it. The commission's not talking about it. We do have a meeting or a work session coming up between the commission and the Presque Isle Park Advisory Committee, but that's more of a, you know, discussion about what they're thinking about and kind of getting feedback from each group. So, but and I don't believe there's any part of that document or the master plan or anything that talks about paying to park or paying to drive.
Isn't the fundamental, the core of Presque Isle as a park, as it was made as a gift to the city a long time ago with the idea of it being accessible to all, but that it wouldn't have, I mean, this would fly in the face of that, wouldn't it?
I believe it would. And I think that's one reason why we have a separate committee that just watches over the park. You know, I mean, we do have a Parks and Rec committee, for example, that deals with parks and recreation but doesn't deal with that park. So yes, that was put into the or a gift to the city, and it was designed or created or promised to be in perpetuity open to the public. As far as I know, there's no allowing of fees or charges other than maybe you know, leasing the pavilion or something of that nature. But no, I'm not aware of why or where or how or, you know, where that rumor came from, but we're not talking about it, and I don't believe the commission has even mentioned it to me. So it's somewhere out there in the media world but it's not true.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.